Here is $1 trillion staring you in the face. Not a fund, not a market cap, revenue. NVIDIA just told the world they're going to sell $1 trillion worth of AI chips in the next 24 months. That's roughly $500 billion per year, more than the entire GDP of Belgium. And every hyperscaler, every cloud provider, every company with a data center is now scrambling to figure out where they're going to get the money to buy them. But here's what nobody's talking about. What happens when the music stops? What happens when $120 billion in committed CapEx meets a world where the Federal Reserve is tightening and AI regulation is coming? Are we watching the greatest capital allocation in tech history, or are we about to witness the most spectacular write-down cycle since the dot-com crash? Welcome back to Edge Capital Insights. I'm Sloan. Today we're going deep on NVIDIA's trillion-dollar bet and the capital allocation battle that's reshaping the entire technology stack. This isn't just another earnings story. This is about where the next $200 billion of corporate America's cash gets deployed and whether the companies making these bets will still be solvent when the bills come due. Let me paint you a picture of the world we lived in 18 months ago. NVIDIA was a graphics card company that happened to make chips for machine learning. Their data center revenue was nice, about $15 billion annually, but it was still a sideshow to gaming. Amazon Web Services was growing at a steady 25% year over year. Nothing spectacular. Microsoft Azure was fighting for cloud market share with predictable enterprise software deployments. Google Cloud was the perpetual third-place player burning cash to buy market share. The hyperscaler CapEx cycle was mature, predictable, boring. Amazon spent about $60 billion annually on infrastructure. Microsoft, about $25 billion. Google, roughly $30 billion. These were steady-state investments, replacing aging servers, expanding into new regions, the usual infrastructure refresh cycle that Wall Street could model in its sleep. Then ChatGPT broke the internet. But more importantly, it broke the predictable capital allocation patterns of the world's largest technology companies. Because suddenly, every CEO in Silicon Valley realized they were one breakthrough away from irrelevance. And the only way to stay relevant was to buy NVIDIA chips. Lots of them. Immediately, here's what Jensen Huang told investors on that earnings call. AI is the most powerful force of our time, and we're just getting started. Our $1 trillion revenue forecast is a testament to the incredible demand we're seeing for our AI chips and the vast opportunities ahead. $1 trillion in 2004 months. Let me put that in perspective. That's more revenue than Apple generated in their best year ever. That's more than the market cap of Tesla. That's roughly equivalent to the entire annual budget of the United States Department of Defense. But Jensen wasn't just throwing out a number for shock value. The demand signals are real and they're massive. Amazon has committed to spending $75 billion on AI infrastructure over the next 2 years. Not total CapEx AI infrastructure specifically, Microsoft has pledged $60 billion. Google, $50 billion. Meta, despite their metaverse struggles, is allocating $40 billion to AI compute. Even smaller players like Oracle and Salesforce are committing billions. Add it up, and you're looking at approximately $300 billion in committed AI infrastructure spending over the next 24 months. And here's the thing, about 60% of that is going directly to NVIDIA for chips. Another 20% is going to companies like Broadcom and Marvell for the networking and memory components that make those chips work. The remaining 20% is physical infrastructure, data centers, cooling systems, power distribution. The math starts to make sense. If hyperscalers are spending $300 billion on AI infrastructure, and 60% of that is chips, that's $180 billion to chip makers over 2 years. NVIDIA has approximately 90% market share in AI training chips and about 70% in AI inference chips. Do the math. That gets you to Jensen's trillion-dollar forecast. But here's where it gets interesting. This isn't just about existing demand. The Gen AI Public Cloud Spend Survey, released earlier this year, found that 80% of companies plan to deploy AI workloads in the public cloud. 60% expect to increase their public cloud spending by more than 20% over the next 2 years, specifically for AI services. The average company surveyed expects to spend around $5 million on AI-related public cloud services over the next 24 months. There are approximately 30,000 companies globally with more than 1,000 employees. If even 10% of them follow through on these AI spending plans, that's an additional $15 billion in annual AI cloud spending. And every dollar of AI cloud spending requires about $3 of underlying infrastructure investment by the hyperscalers. So $15 billion in customer spending drives $45 billion in hyperscaler CapEx, which drives about $27 billion in chip purchases. The demand cascade is real, but it's also fragile, and that's where the story gets complicated. Let's steel man the bull case first, because the optimists aren't wrong about the fundamental driver. We are living through a genuine technological inflection point. Artificial intelligence isn't hype anymore. It's deployed in production systems, generating real economic value for real companies. Microsoft reported that GitHub Copilot has increased developer productivity by 30%. That's not a vanity metric. That's a 30% reduction in one of the largest cost centers for every technology company on Earth. Google's AI-powered search improvements have increased click-through rates by 15%. For a company that generates over $200 billion annually from search advertising, a 15% improvement translates to $30 billion in incremental revenue. $30 billion from one AI deployment, that's enough to fund their entire AI infrastructure build-out and still have change left over. The productivity gains are showing up in enterprise software, too. Salesforce's Einstein AI has increased sales team productivity by 25% across their customer base. ServiceNow's AI-powered workflow automation has reduced ticket resolution times by 40%. These aren't pilot programs or proof of concepts. These are deployed systems generating measurable returns on investment. Here's what the bulls get right. The demand for AI compute isn't speculative anymore. It's locked in by contracts, by competitive necessity, by demonstrated ROI. When Microsoft commits to spending $60 billion on AI infrastructure over 2 years, they're not gambling. They're responding to customer demand that's already materialized. Azure's AI services revenue is growing at 150% year over year. Their AI waiting list has over 10,000 enterprise customers ready to pay premium prices for compute capacity. The margin expansion story is compelling too. NVIDIA's gross margins on AI chips are running at about 73% compared to 55% on gaming GPUs. Higher margins mean higher returns on invested capital, which means more resources available for research and development, which means maintaining their technological lead, which means sustaining pricing power. It's a virtuous cycle that can fund itself, and the switching costs are massive. when Amazon spends $20 billion building out their AI infrastructure around NVIDIA's architecture, they're not switching to AMD chips next year to save 10% on procurement costs. The engineering integration, the software optimization, the operational expertise, it's all locked in. Jensen Huang has created the classic platform business: high switching costs, network effects, and winner-take-all dynamics. The edge computing wave is just getting started. Every car, every factory, every retail location is going to need AI processing capability. The total addressable market isn't just cloud data centers anymore. It's every connected device on the planet. Autonomous vehicles alone could consume $50 billion worth of AI chips annually by 2030. Smart manufacturing could be worth another $30 billion. Retail and logistics, $20 billion more. But here's what the bulls are missing. History doesn't repeat, but it rhymes. And this story has some very familiar verses. Let me tell you about another time when a revolutionary technology triggered a massive capital allocation cycle. It was 1999. The internet was going to change everything. Every company needed web presence, e-commerce capability, digital transformation. Sound familiar? Cisco Systems was the NVIDIA of the dot-com era. They made the routers and switches that powered the internet. Their revenue grew from $6 billion in 1997 to $18 billion in 2001. Their market cap peaked at over $500 billion, more than General Electric, more than Microsoft, more than any company in history at that point. The demand was real. Companies were spending billions on internet infrastructure. The productivity gains from e-commerce and digital communication were measurable and significant. Just like AI today, the internet was delivering genuine economic value, not just hype. But here's what happened next. The capital allocation got ahead of the demand. Way ahead. Companies committed to infrastructure spending based on growth projections that assumed exponential adoption curves would continue indefinitely. WorldCom committed to building $60 billion worth of fiber optic network capacity. Global Crossing raised $15 billion to lay underwater cables. Hundreds of smaller telecom companies raised billions more for data center buildouts and network expansions. The problem wasn't that the internet wasn't revolutionary. The problem was that the buildout happened too fast with too much leverage based on demand projections that were optimistic by about a decade. When the music stopped in 2001, WorldCom filed for bankruptcy. Global Crossing collapsed. Hundreds of billions of dollars in infrastructure investments got written off. And Cisco, their revenue dropped from $18 billion to $12 billion in 2 years. Their stock price fell 90% from peak to trough. It took them 15 years to reach a new all-time high. Now, I'm not saying NVIDIA is Cisco and 2025 is 2001. The situations aren't identical, but the pattern recognition is hard to ignore. Revolutionary technology, massive demand surge, infrastructure buildout that gets ahead of actual utilization, capital allocation based on exponential growth assumptions, and then the inevitable correction when reality meets expectations. Here's what's different this time, and it's not good for the bulls. The Federal Reserve is tightening monetary policy. In the dot-com era, companies could raise capital at essentially zero real interest rates. Today, corporate borrowing costs are at 15-year highs. That $300 billion in committed AI infrastructure spending, a lot of it is going to be debt financed. And if the economic cycle turns, those debt payments become a lot more expensive. the regulatory environment is shifting too. The European Union is already implementing comprehensive AI governance frameworks. The United States is likely to follow with significant regulation by 2026. Regulation means compliance costs, deployment delays, and reduced return on investment for AI infrastructure. It also means uncertainty, and uncertainty makes CFOs nervous about massive CapEx commitments. Supply chain bottlenecks are already appearing. NVIDIA's AI chips require advanced packaging technology that's controlled by just a few suppliers in Taiwan and South Korea. TSMC is running at full capacity. Advanced packaging facilities take 3 years to build and cost $10 billion each. If demand continues growing at current rates, supply constraints will limit revenue growth and compress margins or regulation or interest rates. The biggest risk is that the current AI infrastructure build-out is based on utilization assumptions that are wildly optimistic. Let me walk you through the math. Amazon is spending $75 billion on AI infrastructure over 2 years. They're building that capacity to support their own AI services plus third-party demand through AWS. But AWS's current AI services revenue is running at about $8 billion annually. Even if it doubles every year for 2 years, that's $32 billion in AI services revenue by 2027. Hyperscale infrastructure typically requires about 3-to-1 capital intensity. So $32 billion in revenue should require about $96 billion in infrastructure investment. Amazon is committing $75 billion over 2 years, which seems reasonable, but that assumes AI services revenue actually doubles every year for 2 years. What if it only grows 50% annually? Then you need $45 billion in infrastructure to support $18 billion in revenue. Amazon has overbuilt by $40 billion. Multiply that across all hyperscalers, and you're looking at potential overcapacity of $100 to $200 billion. That's not a rounding error. That's right down territory. The historical precedent is uncomfortable. In 2001, telecom companies had built network capacity to support internet traffic that didn't materialize for another 5 years. The infrastructure they built was eventually utilized, but not at the pace they projected, and not at the prices they assumed. The same companies that committed to the build-out were forced to write down their investments and, in many cases, file for bankruptcy. Here's what keeps me up at night about the current AI cycle. The commitment timeline is compressed. In the dot-com era, companies spread their infrastructure investments over 5 to 7 years. Today, hyperscalers are committing to massive AI infrastructure buildouts over 18 to 24 months. The risk of overcapacity isn't spread over a decade. It's concentrated in the next 2 years. And unlike the internet buildout, which created durable infrastructure assets that could be repurposed, AI infrastructure is highly specialized. An NVIDIA H100 GPU that's optimized for training large language models can't easily be repurposed for gaming or cryptocurrency mining. If demand doesn't materialize, the stranded asset problem is acute. The early warning signs are already there. Several smaller cloud providers have delayed their AI infrastructure buildouts, citing uncertainty about customer demand and regulatory clarity. Oracle reduced their AI CapEx guidance by 20% for the second half of 2025. Even Microsoft, the most aggressive AI spender, has started talking about right-sizing their infrastructure investments based on actual utilization patterns. What happens when the first major hyperscaler announces a multi-billion dollar AI infrastructure write-down? What happens when NVIDIA reports their first sequential quarterly revenue decline in 3 years. What happens when the Federal Reserve raises rates another 100 basis points and corporate borrowing costs spike? The answer is what always happens when speculative capital allocation meets economic reality: a correction. And in a highly leveraged, rapidly growing sector with extended valuations, corrections tend to be swift and severe. So what does this mean for you, sitting in your office or your car, trying to figure out how to position for what comes next? Let me walk through the stakeholder analysis, because different players face very different risk profiles in this unfolding story. If you're a retail investor holding NVIDIA stock, you need to understand that you're not just betting on the company's execution. You're betting on the entire AI infrastructure cycle playing out exactly as hyperscalers have projected. That's a lot of variables outside NVIDIA's control. The smart play here isn't binary. Take some profits on strength. NVIDIA has already delivered extraordinary returns. Protect those gains, but don't exit entirely, because if the AI adoption curve continues, the story has years left to run. Think position sizing, not timing. For institutional investors, the calculus is different. The risk-adjusted returns on AI infrastructure plays are becoming less attractive as valuations extend. But this is also a sector where being wrong means missing one of the largest technology transitions in decades. The institutional play is diversification within the theme. Don't just own NVIDIA. Own the entire AI infrastructure stack: Broadcom for networking, Micron for memory, Microsoft and Amazon for distribution. Spread the risk across the value chain. If you're an enterprise technology buyer, you're facing a different problem entirely. Your CFO is asking why you need to spend millions on AI infrastructure when the ROI models are still speculative. Here's your answer. The cost of being late to AI is higher than the cost of being early. Your competitors are already deploying these systems. The productivity gains are real. The competitive advantages are sustainable. But be strategic about your deployments. Start with high ROI use cases. Prove the business value before scaling, and negotiate flexible contracts that give you room to adjust if the technology evolution accelerates. For employees in the AI sector, this is simultaneously the best and worst time to be building your career in this space. The demand for AI talent is unprecedented. Salaries for AI engineers have increased 25% year over year, according to recent Glassdoor data. But remember, booms create busts. Make sure you're building skills that transfer beyond the current hype cycle. Focus on fundamental engineering and data science capabilities, not just the latest AI frameworks. But here's the most important implication for anyone with capital at risk. This is not a normal technology cycle. The speed, scale, and concentration of capital deployment is unprecedented. Normal risk management approaches may not work. The old rule about not putting more than 5% of your portfolio in any single sector, that might need to be 3% for AI plays. The old rule about buying the dip on high-quality growth stocks, that might not work if the fundamental demand assumptions prove wrong. The short-term catalysts to watch are clear. NVIDIA's next earnings report in 3 months will tell us if demand is still accelerating or starting to plateau. The hyperscaler CapEx announcements for Q1 2026 will signal whether the infrastructure build-out continues at current pace or begins to moderate. Federal Reserve policy decisions will determine the cost of capital for these massive infrastructure investments. But the longer-term question is more fundamental. What does sustainable AI infrastructure demand actually look like, not the exponential growth curves in analyst presentations, not the hockey stick projections in venture capital pitch decks. The real demand from real companies solving real problems with AI technology, my read of the data suggests we're somewhere in the middle of the S curve. The early adopter phase is over. AI has proven its value in specific use cases, but we're not yet at mass adoption across all sectors and use cases. That suggests continued growth, but at a more sustainable pace than the exponential curves we've seen over the past 18 months. The companies that survive and thrive in this environment will be the ones that can scale efficiently without overbuilding capacity. Amazon and Microsoft have the balance sheet strength and diversified revenue streams to weather a downturn. Google has search revenue that can subsidize their AI investments. Meta has advertising revenue to fund their infrastructure build-out. The companies most at risk are the ones that are pure-play AI infrastructure with limited revenue diversification and high fixed costs. Some of the smaller cloud providers betting everything on AI workloads could face serious problems if demand growth slows. Some of the AI-focused chip companies that aren't named NVIDIA could see their market windows close faster than expected. For NVIDIA specifically, the key question is execution at scale. Can they actually deliver $1 trillion worth of chips over 24 months? That requires perfect supply chain execution, continued technological leadership, and sustained customer demand. Any breakdown in that chain breaks the story. But even if NVIDIA executes perfectly, they're still subject to the broader cycle dynamics. When this AI infrastructure build-out cycle peaks, and every cycle peaks eventually, NVIDIA's growth will decelerate rapidly. The question is whether that deceleration is managed or catastrophic. History suggests it won't be managed. Technology infrastructure cycles tend to overshoot on both the upside and the downside. The internet build-out overshot in 2000. The mobile infrastructure build-out overshot in 2008. The cloud infrastructure build-out overshot in 2015. Each time, the technology was revolutionary, the demand was real, and the build-out got ahead of utilization. The smart money is already positioning for this cycle to follow the same pattern. They're riding the momentum on the way up, but they're also preparing for the eventual correction. They're taking profits gradually. They're diversifying across the value chain. They're keeping dry powder for the opportunities that will emerge when the cycle turns. Here's my prediction. The AI infrastructure build-out continues at current pace through mid-2026. NVIDIA hits their $1 trillion revenue target, maybe even exceeds it. The hyperscalers deploy their committed CapEx. But by late 2026, utilization rates start falling short of projections. The first write-downs get announced in early 2027. The cycle corrects sharply through 2027 and 2028. And by 2029, we're in the next up cycle based on actual AI utilization catching up to deployed capacity. That's Edge Capital Insights for today. I'm Sloan. Stay sharp. Stay skeptical.